For the first time in 4 years, the U.S. life expectancy rose a little. New York. Life expectancy in the United States is up for the first time in 4 years. The increase is small, just a month, but marks at least a temporary halt to a downward trend. The rise is due to lower death rates for cancer and drug overdoses. Let's just hope it continues, said Robert Anderson, who oversees the report released Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The latest calculation is for 2018 and factors in current death trends and other issues. On average, an infant born that year is expected to live about 78 years and 8 months, the CDC said. For males, it's about 76 years, 2 months. For females, 81 years, 1 month. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing, rising a few months nearly every year. But from 2014 to 2017, it fell slightly or held steady. That was blamed largely on surges in overdose deaths and suicides. Suicides continued to increase in 2018, as did deaths from the flu and pneumonia during what turned out to be an unusually bad flu year, but declines in some other causes of death, most notably cancer and drug overdoses, were enough to overcome all that, according to the report. Cancer is the nation's number two killer, blamed for about 600,000 deaths a year, so even slight changes in the cancer death rate can have a big impact. The rate fell more than 2%, matching the drop in 2017. I'm a little surprised that rapid pace is continuing, said Rebecca Siegel, a researcher for the American Cancer Society. Most of the improvement is in lung cancer because of fewer smokers and better treatment, she said. Also striking was the drop in drug overdose deaths that had skyrocketed through 2017. The death rate fell 4% in 2018, and the number of deaths dropped to about 67,400. Deaths from heroin and prescription painkillers went down. However, deaths from other drugs, fentanyl, cocaine, and meth, continued to go up, and preliminary data for the first half of 2019 suggests the overall decline in overdose deaths is already slowing down. It's still a crisis, said Catherine Keyes, a Columbia University researcher. But the fact that we've seen the first year where there's not an additional increase is encouraging, she added. The national decline was driven by dips in 14 states, the CDC's Anderson said. Those include states where overdose deaths have been most common, like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and West Virginia. In Ohio's Hamilton County, which includes Cincinnati, overdose deaths fell in 2018 and preliminary data indicates another drop last year. County Health Commissioner Tim Ingram credited efforts to try to expand access to treatment and to widely distribute the overdose reversal drug Narcan. We almost saturated our community with Narcan, he said. Nationally, for all causes of death, more than 2.8 million Americans died in 2018. That's about 26,000 more than the year before, the CDC found. The number went up even as the death rate went down because the population is growing and a large group are retirement-age baby boomers. Other findings, the 10 leading causes of death remain the same, with heart disease at number one. The death rate for heart disease declined slightly by less than 1%. Death rates also dropped for stroke, Alzheimer's disease, chronic lower respiratory diseases, and unintentional injuries, which includes drug overdoses. Americans who were 65 in 2018 are expected to live another 19 years and 6 months on average. The infant mortality rate fell more than 2% to 1 in 177 births. The suicide death rate hit its highest level since 1941, about 14 per 100,000. The rate peaked during the Depression in 1932, then mostly declined until 2000. It's been rising most years since then. The U.S. has the highest suicide rate of 11 wealthy nations studied, according to a separate report released Thursday by the Private Commonwealth Fund. That report also found U.S. life expectancy is 2 years lower than the average for 10 other wealthy nations.